going to start our healing room. This is a time where we enter into prayer, and when it comes from scripture with our prayer and healing today, there's special prayer requests. They ask that you send them to me now. You could go to www.lcm, healing room, and submit your prayer requests. We park this time for healing. Amen. So we're asking God that you will come into our healing room. Amen. Praise his holy name. So I'm using my phone, and I'm on our lifeline as we start our healing room. Today, I want to focus in on one of my favorite scriptures, Psalm 91, verse 1. We will use that as our basis of our prayer. I believe that when we pray, we recite God's word back to him, and his promises back to him. So this is our healing room. And for those who got special prayer requests in our healing room, want to go to www.wolcm.org. Those who are on our lifeline at 1-866-467-1391, you can actually tell me and speak to me. You can hear me and I can hear you on our lifeline, and we would go forth. And so I will recite the scripture. If there's any special prayer requests, we will say those names. And today we will use as our basis going to God's dwelling place, his shelter, where we find our healing. Is it within God's dwelling place? Is Psalm 91, verse 1, he who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest. And so we ask him for rest in the shadow of the Almighty. Then verse 2 say, I will say, O Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God whom I will trust. And so that's where we're focusing in on today. God is our refuge in difficult times. We won't understand everything God is doing, but we can trust that he's in control. So Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we come to you now, first of all, to say thank you. Thank you for your goodness and your grace. Thank you for all that you're doing in our life. So God, I pray right now in the name of Jesus, as we set aside this time on the Wednesdays at 7 p.m. First of all, thanking you for being your God, being the God that you are. And then second of all, thank you for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And third, oh Heavenly Father, we thank you for him, the Holy Spirit, for guiding us and leading us and being very present with us. And, oh God, for the words that we do not have to pray, we ask right now in the name of Jesus that the Holy Spirit would come in with his utterance and bring and recall the scriptures of Heavenly Father. So, God, we thank you and we praise you. And we ask right now in the name of Jesus those who are facing hardship, those who are facing financial crisis, those who are facing difficult times right now, oh God. And they have, oh God, in their life moments and situations and circumstances where, oh God, that they need you. So we call on you today, oh God, particularly for healing, oh God. Healing in our land. We turn, oh God, from our wicked ways. We ask forgiveness of all our sins, our wrongdoings, our faults, our errors. And ask, oh God, right now in the name of Jesus, that you will forgive us, you will cleanse us, you will wash us, oh Heavenly Father. And God, we thank you for what you're doing in our lives. We thank you, oh God, for your cleansing power, oh Heavenly Father. Thank you for washing us with hyssop, oh Heavenly Father. Thank you, God, for giving us a new day, a new outlook, a new beginning, oh Heavenly Father. Thank you for making us a new creature, oh Heavenly Father. We are brand new within you, oh Heavenly Father. All former things have been washed away. All our sin has been thrown in the sea of forgiveness, oh Heavenly Father. So God, we're thanking you, oh God, for your cleansing power through the blood of Jesus, oh God. We plead the blood of Jesus of our life, oh Heavenly Father. Life is in the blood, oh Heavenly Father. So God, we ask right now that you would send life, oh God, and our dead vessels, oh Heavenly Father. Send life in our dead and sick ways, oh Heavenly Father. So send your life, oh Heavenly Father, through your Holy Spirit, oh God. We ask, oh God, right now, we speak life, oh Heavenly Father. We know that out of the tongue, the power of the tongue, oh Heavenly Father, life and death come forth. But God, we choose life today, oh God. So I speak life in every dead situation, oh Heavenly Father. I speak life in these dry bones, oh Heavenly Father. I speak life, oh Heavenly Father, and those who are inflicted with various disease, oh Heavenly Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we ask that you be our refuge, that you hide us, oh God, as we are find a place to hide, to heal, oh Heavenly Father. We hide in your shadows, oh Heavenly Father, hiding, oh God, that knowing that you will protect us from all hurt, harm, or danger. We ask, oh God, right now in the name of Jesus, we hide, knowing that you are our refuge, oh Heavenly Father, that we hide. We ask that you hide us so the devil can't find us, oh God. Hide us, oh God, from every ailment and disease in this world, oh Heavenly Father. I pray right now for cancer patients, oh Heavenly Father, that you would touch their bodies, oh Heavenly Father. Even those who are in hospice, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, you will send, oh God, your peace and your comfort, oh Heavenly Father. God, we believe that you are able to do miracles, oh Heavenly Father. Things that, oh Heavenly Father, that are seen and unseen, oh Heavenly Father. And God, things that are untold for mankind, oh God, you're able to do it, oh Heavenly Father. And so, God, we come right now that we ask for your supernatural hand, your supernatural power, oh Heavenly Father, even to those who are afflicted with cancer and even the hospice, oh Heavenly Father, that you will touch them, that you will keep your loving arms around them, oh Heavenly Father. You can change things, oh Heavenly Father, even what the doctor has said, even the prognosis and diagnosis that they have rendered unto your loved ones, oh Heavenly Father. I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you can touch, oh Heavenly Father. So God, I pray, oh God, in this healing room that those who might enter in, oh Heavenly Father, will touch and feel your presence, will touch and feel your hand, oh Heavenly Father. So God, we're thanking you for what you're doing, oh Heavenly Father. We thank you, oh God, for bringing us into this prayer class, oh Heavenly Father, that you are here, oh Heavenly Father, not only our prayer, oh Heavenly Father, that, oh God, that you will be able to remember your promise, oh Heavenly Father. We ask, oh Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, oh Heavenly Father. That weapon might be a disease. That weapon might be, oh Heavenly Father, a sickness, oh Heavenly Father. That weapon might be something that the devil has sent, oh Heavenly Father. We know, oh God, all good and perfect gift comes from you, oh Heavenly Father. And so, God, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, I ask, oh God, that you will send your healing. You will touch us, oh Heavenly Father. Touch us from the crown of our head to the bottom of our feet, oh Heavenly Father. Touch us, oh God, inside and out, oh Heavenly Father. We ask, oh God, you will regulate our blood, oh Heavenly Father. Those who are experiencing hypertension and diabetes, oh Heavenly Father. Oh God, as they enter in this room, oh Heavenly Father, everything shall fall off, oh God. I pray right now in the name of Jesus, oh Heavenly Father. Have your way, oh God. Oh God, touch right now. Move right now, oh God. Oh God, we ask in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, every sin has been forgiven on Calvary. The sins of yesterday and today and the sins tomorrow, God. So, God, we ask for total healing, oh, Heavenly Father. God, you promised that you allow us to live a rich and abundant life, oh, Heavenly Father. Oh, God, we declare, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Jesus of our Lord. And, God, we ask that he will free us and fill us with the precious Holy Spirit. You promised, oh, Heavenly Father, that you will send your Holy Spirit. And we know, oh, God, sickness cannot we reside in your place, oh Heavenly Father. Sickness cannot come in your place, oh Heavenly Father. So eradicate right now every sickness, oh God, in our bodies, oh God, in our communities, oh Heavenly Father. We ask right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, that you will just touch everybody who will come into this room. You know their circumstance. You know their situation, oh God. You know their cry, oh God. You know their secrets, oh Heavenly Father. You know that deep thing that is kept in their heart and their mind, oh Heavenly Father. So I pray right now in the name of Jesus. Yes, you know how your boy it is. That you would touch him, oh Heavenly Father. So God, we ask, we come into your secret place. Oh God, that's only you and I and those who enter into your secret room, oh Heavenly Father. You know everything about us, oh Heavenly Father. You know what we're wrestling with, oh Heavenly Father. You know what we're grappling with, oh Heavenly Father. So I pray right now that you would break up the unfailing ground, oh Heavenly Father. Oh God, what we're tearing with at night in the midnight hour, oh Heavenly Father. I pray right now you'll make it ease, oh Heavenly Father. Your word says, oh God, that we come into your presence, oh Heavenly Father. That we draw nigh to you and you will draw nigh to us, oh God. So God, we come right now drawing close to you. That you will hear and answer our prayer according to your riches
and glory in heaven, O Heavenly Father. So God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we stand on your word, O God. Your word said, you're the Lord that healeth thee. So God, I pray right now that you would touch and heal thee. Heal your servants, O Heavenly Father. Heal your children, O Heavenly Father. Heal those who call unto your name, O Heavenly Father. Heal those, O God, who call for repentance right now, O God. We know, O God, right now in the name of Jesus, O Heavenly Father, sickness is coming to this imperfect world. But God, we step out of this imperfect world and we step into your presence, O Heavenly Father. We step out into this world, O God, where sickness and death, O God, is always present, O Heavenly Father. But in your presence is life, O God. In your presence is healing, O Heavenly Father. In your presence, O Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, everything is made perfect, O Heavenly Father. So God, we ask that we come into your spiritual realm. We ask that we come into your circle, O Heavenly Father, that you will raise us, that you will lift us, O Heavenly Father, from the depths of sickness, O God. O God, I pray that you will not only sanctify this healing room, and that you will make us fit for your service, O Heavenly Father. Your servants cannot serve you, O Heavenly Father. They cannot worship you wholeheartedly where their minds are stuck on the things of this world. Their mind is stuck on the hurt of their parents, stuck of the hurt of in their own body where they've been afflicted, O Heavenly Father. Your mind said, place our minds on things above, O God. We can't lift our minds above the ceiling because right now in the name of Jesus, we're hurting, O Heavenly Father. And so, God, as we continue to wrestle with the things that we're hurting with, I pray that there be a release, oh God. Release us from the pain. Release us from the hurt, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So God, you ask that there's someone might stand in the gap, oh Heavenly Father. Find me fit to stand in the gap on behalf to intercede, oh God, on those who are hurting, those who are, oh God, looking for total healing, those who, God, want to be delivered right now in the mighty name of Jesus. So, God, I pray right now that there's somebody, their back is hurting. Touch their back right now. Every vertebrae right now, oh, God, align it, oh, God, that it be straight, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, I pray right now. I don't know who it is, but their back right now is hurting, oh, God. Release the pain in their back, oh, Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Touch them right now, oh, God. Oh, God, heal right now. Oh, God, pull out every sickness, every soreness right now in the name of Jesus. Be their Epsom salt right now, oh, God, and move within their back, oh, Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, God, I feel that the someone has been challenged with headaches, oh, Heavenly Father, migraines, oh, Heavenly Father. Be their Tylenol, oh, Heavenly Father. Be their Advil, oh, God. Oh, God, we don't want to be continued prescribed with the pain, the poison that the medicine brings into our body. Oh, God, all the medicines that, oh, God, the doctors and over-the-counter medicines that, oh, God, the after effects that is caused by that. But, God, you are our peel, oh, God. You are our healer, oh, God. Touch right now every migraine. Touch every headache, oh, God. Relieve them right now, the pressure that's on their brain, oh, God. Relieve the pressure, oh, God, that they feel in their mind, oh, Heavenly Father. And, oh, God, because of the pain that's in this person's back, the pain that's in this person's mind has elevated their blood pressure, oh, God, has elevated, oh, God, the uneasiness as they lay down and rest throughout the night, oh, God. But, God, I pray right now there'll be ease in their mind, ease in their back, oh, God, that they have rest, oh, Heavenly Father. They're able to lay down, oh, Heavenly Father, and feel your presence, feel your healing, oh, God. Touch right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And we pray right now, oh God, that as you touch and heal, oh God, you will draw every sickness in the mighty name of Jesus. I come against that sickness right now. I plead the blood of Jesus over that sickness, oh God, over that pain, oh God. I feel right now, oh God, that someone's hip is hurting, oh Heavenly Father. Oh God, the socket is out of place, oh Heavenly Father. Even as they walk, they might be walking with a limp, oh, Heavenly Father. But, God, I pray right now, the inflammation right now that's in their body, that's causing pain in their hip, that's causing pain in their joints, oh, Heavenly Father. I pray right now in the name of Jesus, your supernatural hand will touch that hip, will remove the inflammation out of their bodies, oh, Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. every joint in their body, every movement, oh God, should be unhindered, oh Heavenly Father. Every ligament, oh Heavenly Father, should work according to their design, oh Heavenly Father. Oh God, I pray right now in the name of Jesus. You know everything about us. We're fearfully and wonderfully made. You made that, oh God, that the red blood cells and the white blood cells should be aligned to produce healing, oh Heavenly Father. And so, God, I pray right now in the name of Jesus. Send forth your healing right now. Touch right now, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. You know all about us, oh God. Help us and teach us how to pray, oh God. Oh God, hear our prayer. Words that cannot be expressed. Words that cannot be understood, oh Heavenly Father. I pray right now as our spirit is groaning for your total healing in the land, oh God, and that you will be able to hear and understand the utterance from our souls, the utterance from our spirits, oh Heavenly Father, and send forth healing, oh God, in our bodies. This is your temple, Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And so, God, we pray for these bodies, oh God, that you allow us to dwell in this land. Oh God, as we come move about in these bodies, oh Heavenly Father, I pray right now that in this shells, oh Heavenly Father, and that, oh God, we'll be able to bring the food that will bring and promote healing, oh God. We pray right now in the name of Jesus, oh God, that your miraculous hand, oh God, as we do our part, and that we believe in the mighty name of Jesus, that, oh God, healing will come forth, oh God. Oh God, I come right now against premature death, oh God, regardless of because of a heart attack. I come against it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, I pray right now that the heart is in your hand, oh God. Touch the heart. Touch every vein, oh God. Touch every artery, oh God. I pray right now the calcium that's being built up, oh God, you will be able to go in and the platelets, oh God, will dismiss that blockage in the mighty name of Jesus. So God, I pray right now that you touch that person's heart. Oh God, I come against premature death, against heart attacks, oh God. Oh God, I pray right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Somebody's been dealing with dialysis, oh God. Somebody's been hurting in their body because of their kidneys, oh God. Would not be able, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, to dispel all the disease in their body. Oh God, all the toxin that's in their body, oh God. God, I pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, be our detox, oh God. Cleanse our body, oh God, from all disease, all toxins, oh God. The things that's bringing forth sickness, oh God. And I pray right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Let the food that we touch right now that is blessed, oh God. Oh God, you will sanctify the food that we eat, oh God. Oh God, I pray right now over the meat that we eat, oh God, that you will be able to prepare that meat before it's even cooked by the Holy Spirit, oh God. And you bring out every impurity in that meat, oh God. And do it likewise for our vegetables, oh God. Do it likewise for every, oh God, canned good. Every starch food, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And I pray that anything that will come into our mouth, oh God, that you will sanctify, oh God. Oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. You made it. There's nothing bad that you made, oh God. It is all good because it is in your hands. So we place our food in your hands. We place our bodies in your hands. And we declare it's pure in your hands. And that, oh God, it will promote healing in our bodies. In the mighty name of Jesus. I pray right now, somebody can't sleep, oh God. They got stress on their mind. Somebody can't sleep, oh God, even 6 hours, oh God. Their body can't even go into a rest, oh God. And so, God, I pray right now, somebody will have their best sleep that they ever had, oh God. Oh God, they pray that they're sleeping on a therapeutic mattress, oh God. And, oh God, they'll be able to go in a deep sleep, a sleep that will promote healing, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So as we lay down, oh God, we lay and trust in you and that you will do what you always do. You'll work on our behalf behind the scenes. So God, I pray right now in the name of Jesus. I come against uprighteous right now, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, the uprighteous that's been built up over years of those who've been working, oh God, hard labor jobs, oh God. Those who've been putting their hand in water and buckets and wringing out the muck right now in the name of Jesus. Oh God, you said that we shall work, oh God. We shall labor and till the land. But God, you never said that we will be sickness because of the work and labor that we would do in the land. So I come against, oh God, every sickness and pain because of labor that we have done and fulfill your promise, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, I come against the arthritis, oh God. I come against, oh God, the things that's in their body, oh God, that's preventing them to have full mobility and full movement of every limb and every finger in their body. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. I pray right now in the mighty name of Jesus, based on your word, oh God. In the name of Jesus, that you're the Lord that healeth thee. Prove thyself now, oh God. Touch right now. Heal right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. And I pray, oh God, as they come into this healing room, they'll feel your power. They'll feel your mighty hand on their life, oh God. And they'll go away and say, amen, oh God, for what you're doing in their life. And oh God, we don't know how it's going to happen. We just believe, oh God, that we should live that abundant life. We should live a life full, oh God, of joy and happiness, of pain-free that's in the body. So God, I pray right now, remember our prayer today, oh God. Oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, as they come into this healing room, I pray, oh God, that they'll be able to pray for someone and their family members, oh God. They'll be able to lay hands on themselves, oh God, and declare the promise of healing in their life, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for the blood of Jesus, oh God. Life is in the blood right now. Move right now. Touch right now. Deliver right now. Set free right now. Release right now. Oh God, I bind every sickness right now on earth. What is bound on earth is bound in heaven. What's loosed in heaven will be loosed on earth, oh God. Loose your healing right now. Open up the windows of heaven and loose your healing right now. Oh God, I pray with Mother Makatra right now. Touch her right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for Mother Gibson right now. Touch right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, I pray to touch Mother Smith right now. Touch in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Oh God, I pray right now. Remember the mothers, oh God. Remember the elders, oh God. Touch, oh God. Heal right now. Comfort right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, God. We praise you right now. Speak, Lord, thy servant hear it. Speak, Lord, thy servant hear it. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, I pray for the eyes right now. I pray for the cataract for the elderly eyes, oh God. Remove the cataract that's in their eyes, oh God. Allow them to see, oh God. Oh God, you are a seer in the mighty name of Jesus. But God, I pray right now that you'll be able to be a seer so that somebody, oh God, can see, oh God, your power, see your anointing. See your authority right now in the mighty name of Jesus. High Priest Jesus, oh God, we come right now to be joint prayer partners with you. We know that you're praying for us. You're laboring before us. Pray that, oh God, we do not be swift by the holy, by the devil, oh God. Allow your Holy Spirit, oh God, to cover and keep us, oh God. Oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, Jesus, that you will continue to pray for us. Forgive us for our wrongdoing. Forgive us for our faults and our sins. In the name of Jesus. And we thank you. We praise you. We give you glory. In the mighty name of Jesus. We say amen and hallelujah. Thank you, God, for your healing. Thank you, God, for your anointing. Thank you, God, in advance, oh God, for those who are in the hospitals, oh God. Those who have been impacted by COVID. I pray for new right now in the name of Jesus. Oh God, no weapon, oh God. No virus, oh God. No sickness, oh God. No disease. In the mighty name of Jesus. Shall, oh God, prosper, oh God. And God, we lift the standard, oh God. We lift the standard right now. We lift your word before us. Oh God, according to your unfailing kindness, your unfailing love. Oh God, you didn't leave us. You didn't bring it this far, oh God, to fall on the wayside. So I speak of these dry bones, oh God. I speak healing right now. I speak, oh God, that you will continue to do what you have done. You're no respecter of persons. What you have done and healed for somebody else, oh God. For those who come in this healing room right now, you would do it for us, oh God. Touch us right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we say, hey, man, hallelujah to your name. We praise you in advance, oh God. God, thank you for the testimony of healing in our bodies. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for the breakthrough, oh God. We thank you for your anointing, oh God. And we praise you in advance. We praise you for believing, oh God. I walk away expectation that it shall happen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Heal our pocketbooks, oh God. Heal our purses, oh God. Those, oh God, who've been inflicted with financial hurt, oh God. It's impacting their refrigerators, oh God. It's impacting them not able to buy perfect good food, oh God. Organic food, oh God. So, God, I pray right now in the name of Jesus. That, oh God, you would send, oh God, a financial blessing. That they'll be able to buy good food. They will be able to go into, oh God. They'll be able to walk in jewels, oh God. And be able to get organic food. They're able to get fresh fruits, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus. They can afford it because, oh God, you are our God. Oh God, you bring health, wealth, oh God. Oh God, you bring, promote healing in our bodies, oh God. And you want us to live, oh God, a higher standard. It's a high cost of living low, oh God. I remember Pastor Hughes says a high cost of living low, oh God. And so God, we want to live high, oh God. Oh God, bring us higher. Raise us higher. Lift up a standard right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And God, I pray in the name of Jesus, release me now from this prayer, oh God. And God, and I ask that you release me for this prayer. Oh God, touch Carla Smith, oh God. She's your child, oh God. Oh, I want to touch it right now, oh God.
Oh, yeah,
In the name of Jesus. Oh God, you are a friend, you are an advocate. Oh yeah, God, yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, you are a promoter. We rest upon your word now, oh God, Jesus. Touch right now. Yeah, okay. He don't so keep up on ya. In the name of Jesus. God, we come into your refuge. Yeah. We come into your healing room right now. And God, we thank you, God. You can do what no doctor can do, oh God. You can do what no surgeon can do. Oh yeah, God. You can do, oh God, what no medicine can do. Oh God, yeah, God. You can do what no prescription can do. Oh God, yeah, yeah, God. You can do it. Oh, you can do it, oh God. Yeah, God. You can do it. Yeah. You can do it, prove thyself. In that all money I need. In the most of God, In the name of Maji, Amen. Thank you, Father. Hear our prayers, oh God. Yeah, God. God, you are our refuge. Yeah. You're helping a time of need. And we thank you and we praise you. We glorify you. We magnify you. We exalt you. Oh God, we lift up our holy hands, oh God. You're the Lord that healeth thee. And we thank you, oh God, for what you're doing. We were frightened now when evildoers would come, oh God. But yet, oh God, you lift up a stand of healing, oh God. Touch this healing room, oh God. Sanctify, oh God. Oh God, you call us in salvation, oh God. You call us to sanctification. You call us into service, oh God. Oh God, and do greater works than what Jesus have done. And so God, send your healing. Jesus went throughout the land and send your healing, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, we praise you, we glorify you. In Jesus' name, and amen, hallelujah. Glorify you. This is our healing room, oh God, yeah. God said healing room, Why is it room? Because we come and close the doors. I know we online. I know we in these social places. But God, we pull down, We're not being fancy, oh God. We're not trying, oh God, to get likes or everything. But God, you send your super healing power, oh God. You'll do your supernatural, God. You'll put the super on every natural thing that we're facing, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we just thank you right now, oh God. We praise you. We glorify you. I know you can do it. You have done it for so many. You have done it for me, oh God. And I just thank you right now for what you're going to do. And God, I thank you for what the things that you're moving in our lives, oh Heavenly Father. And we say hallelujah to your name. We praise your holy name. Release me now from this prayer, oh God. Release me now, Holy Spirit. Release me now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, God. We praise you. And oh God, we just love you. In Jesus' name we pray. And amen. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for releasing me. Thank you for your healing power, God. Thank you, sweet Jesus, for praying for us. And God, we thank you and we love you and we adore you. And we forever give you the praise and the honor and the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. God bless you. I just thank God. Continue to pray for me. Continue to pray for the family. Continue to pray that God will bless this healing room. I just believe that in his supernatural hand for those who just come in. Just come in. And just raise your hand wherever you might be, wherever you might drive. And your faith united with my faith, it will come to pass. And I just believe in God's supernatural hand. And I believe in healing. Amen. And hallelujah. I will share more as time will come what God has placed in my spirit. But right now, he just said, labor before him and go into the healing room. Invite those in your prayer closet. Oh, God, we don't do anything to express outwardly what we're doing. But yet, in this private moment, we just ask for you all to come in and with faith and without doubt. If you got doubt, you got to get out of this prayer room. If you got doubt, you got to move out the room and you just got to believe. If you believe, you shall receive whatever you ask for in prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, go ye. Oh, go ye.
Oh, shit, yeah. Oh, God, yeah. Ah, yeah, God. Yeah. Yes, Lord.